Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Donald Trump is now going around saying Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. Yeah, he's saying Merry Christmas. Yeah. Trump says he's a fan of Jesus because I like guys who inherit their dad's business and then think they're God.
WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in for Bill and Wendy. Our next guest is a very old friend. She fed the Cubs to the World Series. She's the Cubs nutritionist. Her new book, The Superfood Swap, will be available Tuesday, and she'll make you feel bad about everything you put in your pie hole. It's our old friend, Dawn Jackson Blattner.
Hey, first off, I'd like to do a quick correction. I'm not an old friend, right? I'm a vivacious, young, hot, sexy mama.
Happening friend.
Old friend. O-L.
Old. She's a good old friend.
She's an old friend.
Always good to have good old DJB in
the house. All right. You know what? I'll take it. But if you wouldn't mind just throwing in like the vivacious and
beautiful,
like young, effervescent even.
All right. First of all, let's talk Cubs. Do you get a World Series ring?
I already put in my ring size.
Damn.
So I better, in fact, have a ring on this finger next time you see me. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but I will cry. I will throw a tantrum. I will do a lot of stuff if I don't have that ring.
How many World Series tickets or how many games did you go to?
I went to all of them, but I actually went to all of them in the clubhouse. So I was down with the players watching the games with all the guys as they would come in and out of the game. And so it's kind of like better than even tickets.
Because you're part of the team. And a lot of times we see the guys and we think, oh, you know, they're the winners. But you had to feed them. You had to feed their bodies. And you had to make them be great, you know, and be healthy and well. What do you feed a bunch of dudes to actually have them subscribe to your type of eating?
Yeah, well, first, thanks for showing your love and support of me being part of the team, because there were coaches that said to all of us that, you know what, we all do our part. And I really picked up the pace. When he told me that, I was like, yeah, you know what, this is exactly right. And so I started showing up at all the away games, too. So I bought plane tickets and like would just show up and sneak into the clubhouse and like make smoothies for all the guys and make all their treats that they love at Wrigley Field that I do. I would make them on the road, so they started feeling more homey on the road. So I gave it my all. Like I was feeling in it to win it for sure. And for me, it's always the same philosophy. Whether it's an athlete, you know, a world class World Series athlete, or just, you know, myself or my clients that I see, it's just having a lot more fun with food. So I find out what they like to eat, and then I make it a very healthy version of that.
So you talk about having fun, trying to get them to eat their food or perhaps drink their shots. So do you have fun sort of like this? What is this?
Okay.
This is her song, isn't it?
Okay. What is that song that follows you around, my friend?
Okay, the shots, it's my theme song, right? And so here's what ended up happening is... I said to myself, girl, what you gonna do to make this fun, to get them to drink like all sorts of like matcha shots for energy and like ginger turmeric for anti-inflammation? I put them in shot cups. I play the shot song. I dance around. And bottom line is the players were starting to take all these really healthy shots that are like mega nutrition, but it's fun. So like part of my job really is like, you know, nutrition marketing / dancing. I don't know.
Well, give me the visual. Kyle Schwarber, fourth inning. He's hungry. He runs in the dugout. You got a cheeseburger back there. What do you have behind the scenes? Do you have crackers? What do you have?
Yeah. So the best thing of all is that you work with a team of people who help cook for the Cubs. So I'm not actually there cooking. Like, I'm talking to the chefs that do it. So, like, if you come in...
You're doing that wrong!
Right. Yeah, you know I
like
that.
Too much sugar!
you know that's me. Like, I come in and I see everyone, like, sweating.
Sugar
Nazi.
They're
like, oh, God, she's here. But, yeah, so one of the snacks that I loved making was just a 3-ingredient protein bite. So instead of, like, protein bars that have a lot of sugar in them, it's just rolled oats, ground flax seeds and a nut butter, like almond butter or peanut butter.
Make up that recipe, or is that something that you've just come to know in your years and years of doing? I mean, I know you have a lot of experience, but I'm not saying you're old.
Flax seed? Can you get flax seed?
Is something you make up, or did you find the recipe, or how do you know that this works?
Yeah, so I do a lot of experimenting in my own house for my own self, and then I'm like, wow, I think these are pretty good. If I call them power bites, right? So nutrition marketing, these are power bites.
Right. Need a good name. Good.
And I put them in a shot cup. I'm not kidding. I even put those in a shot cup. And it's the trick of everything is if you have it in a shot cup, people will love it.
So you have a card table behind the scenes in the Cubs dugout at Wrigley Field with all these shots on it. And they can run back and grab it?
It's in our dining area. So we have like a whole refrigerator where it's all sorts of like goodies in there.
Were you at Game 7? Did you have the card table set up with all the food?
Believe me, yeah.
The rain delay. Guys, you need energy.
Did you feed them during the rain delay?
Well, you know what? They come in and out, which is something I didn't know, right? That you know, when you're watching a baseball game like on TV, you don't know how much like players are coming like in and out of the clubhouse. And so one of the things that was very cool is I heard one of the players, you know, during that rain delay singing this, "No one said it'd be easy." And I was like, "No one said it'd be easy." Like, isn't that true champion? It's like, you know, that they're in this to win it and they're like, they know it's hard, and it's like that's what it's supposed to be. If you're going to win a World Series, it's going to be grind to the end.
But that's just life, you know what I mean? We should all think about that with every day. No one said it'd be easy, but just keep going, you power through it,
man. It was so inspiring to be around winners like
and that's
that.
The Cubs, nothing was easy with the Cubs. Of course they're gonna have a rain delay and we're gonna go into extra innings.
Yeah, you know what, and just such winners. I mean, it's just, that's all I can say about being a part of the organization for the whole year from top down. It's just like winners.
Well, I just want to get this straight. So the rain delay started. It wasn't Jason Hayward. It was Don Jackson Blattner that brought back the team with the energy shots.
Wouldn't that be a great story? I would love to take credit for that story. But, I mean, it really, like you even hear the players say, like in their interviews, it's like a team sport. And it's like, you know, there's all sorts of players in this team, from, you know, people who wash uniforms, to people who make the shots, to people who are actually like hitting and catching the ball.
And you start the season with them. You go to spring training. Is that right?
Yeah, I go to spring training in Arizona. My family has a house there, and so like I'll visit my family, I'll do spring training. And again, of course, I'm doing shots in spring training too. Like that travels everywhere. We even have like minor league, hundreds of players who created the shots program for as well.
I got to tell you, spring training, I went last year for the first time. That minor league park that they have in Arizona is off the charts great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The players are so accessible, and it's like going to Kane County. That's how small that field is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Amazing. It is amazing. And it's brand new. So the thing, you go there and like the facility, the performance center where I am there with the players and doing all of these like shots and smoothies and stuff, it's brand new too. And it's beautiful. And they have these huge, it's Arizona, right?
Right.
Huge garage doors that open up, all this fresh air, music blaring, and all these like awesome new weight machines and like Pilates machines. And it is like the energy there and the spring training vibe is like, if you could bottle that and wear it all year long, it's one thing to definitely do.
It's a destination for sure. But you knew that this team was special from the get-go. You assess what they need to eat. You said, okay, I'm going to help. This is what we're doing.
This is my seventh season with the Cubs. And I'll tell you what, I did know from the very beginning that it was special.
Everybody says that about this team.
They were so great. Like the guys were great, and just like coming in and great attitudes and so kind and respectful and loving and open. And just, it was like, whoa. And I'm talking not just even players. This is like coaches. This is like upper management. It was like really a special group.
Do you talk to these guys in the off season? Call up Schwarber and say, dude, listen, I know you're having a T-bone steak every night of the week, but you got to dial that back.
I let them call me. I play, you know, hard to get, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of players who will call and want plans for the off season. I actually say there's no such thing as an off season for a baseball player, especially if you're a World Series champ. It's called the rebuild season. And so this is the time where you think maybe your favorite players are like sitting by. They're working their butts off right now trying to get in shape for spring training.
Are you planning the menu already for next year?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Actually, already having lots of conversations about like what new shots are going to be there and what new things we're going to do.
Shots!
Woo!
Yeah, there it is right there.
I love the theme music.
Dawn, I'm going to take a break. We're going to talk about your new book. You talk about there's no off season. And I think that's true if you're trying to make a lifestyle change and trying to get healthy. with most people, because I used to be a fat slob, and now I changed my life years ago because I was eating the wrong foods. Yeah. And last time we talked, about a year and a half ago, when I had you on at WGN, you told me to stop taking something. Uh-huh. Stop drinking this, and we'll talk about that coming up next, okay? It's 720 WGN. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. 720 WGN, Pete and Jane in for Bill and Wendy in studio with us. She is the Cubs nutritionist, and yes, she will get a World Series ring. I'm so jealous. Dawn Jackson Blattner, your new book is called The Superfood Swap. It comes out on Tuesday. How come it didn't come out before Christmas?
Okay, so I wondered the same thing, and then I did a positive spin to this. I was like, listen, don't buy it for a Christmas gift. Buy it for a New Year gift for yourself.
Because everybody wants to lose weight.
Yeah, well,
they?
You know what? Yeah. And here's the thing. I know if somebody wants to lose weight, they feel very negative about their body. Nobody's like, oh, I love myself. I want to lose weight. Everyone's like, I hate myself. Like, I'm miserable. Like, I want to lose weight.
Yes.
So this really is a book for people, yeah, who want to lose weight, but don't want to feel like miserable about themselves while they're doing it.
All right. A year and a half ago, I was doing the night show here at WGN, and I was waking up early to take my son to school. I'm not a coffee drinker, and I was doing shots of 5-hour energy. And you're like, you got to stop taking those. You have to stop. Start drinking coffee.
Yes.
And I hear that in my head all the time. Start drinking coffee. And I tried. I tried for 6 months to drink coffee. I hate black coffee. Absolutely hate it. And then my wife introduced me to a tall, skinny vanilla latte from Starbucks.
Come on.
That's just sugar, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, skinny means sugar-free, 85 calories. I looked it up.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you hate the fake stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's a substitute. It's 5-Hour Energy or the Skinny Vanilla Latte, which I can't order on my own because a guy can't really do that, okay. So I have to go with my
wife.
There
are not just two choices in the caffeine game, dude. There's more to be played here. Okay. So here's what
don't
I do
you love
have to
when
say.
She reprimands
well, because
me.
I could see her warming around.
I was like,
talking.
I'm starting to sweat and start wanting to cry. Because here's my thing. Cut the CRAP is actually the acronym in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it stands for cut the C is chemicals you don't know,
yeah.
Right? That may be mm-hmm. for sure in what you're drinking. Refined sugar and flour. Okay. So that's the white stuff. Artificial sweeteners, flavors, and colors, and preservatives. So the acronym CRAP is actually what I teach in the Superfood Swap. And so, unfortunately, both of the drinks that you're choosing have CRAP. So I'd love for you to do what we do at the Cubs. We do matcha shots, matcha tea.
And
see, if I
can you get that anywhere?
Yeah, matcha you can get anywhere. It's like a ground up green tea, and you put it in a small amount of water, so you don't have to like sit there and savor it and drink it and love it. You just put it in a shot, do it, and it's like, oh, it tastes bad. This is what I say to players when they say, oh, it tastes bad. I say, good, then you know it's working. Okay.
All right, mom.
Yeah,
that's right. You put
exactly.
them in a shot. So you do it really fast and you don't have to taste it.
Right. You don't need to sit there and savor it. Just do it, man.
So is pirate booty bad for you because that's a snack? The pirate
right.
booty.
That
all
is
right.
a good snack.
It's a puff.
Snack for me is a definition of produce and protein. You have to have two things that get you full and make you full. So it's like you have to have like a carrot and almond butter and apple and almonds. It's like produce and protein is actually what a snack is. A snack bridges one meal to the next.
Uh-huh.
So pirate booty is considered a treat. Right? Oh. It's not a snack.
Okay.
It's a treat.
What
so
about
if you
a
want
salty
treat,
snack food you'd recommend? I love filling the plate with salty snack foods.
Okay, so here's the deal. Nuts are can be a great salty snack,
okay.
And they're full of protein and fiber and good fat. Come on.
Okay.
Get on the nut train.
I am.
Seeds.
Almonds, nuts,
yeah,
believe
see,
me.
There you
I'll get,
go.
I'll
tons
get
of
back
them.
On. Cashews, okay, too?
Yeah.
Those
all,
are out
yeah,
at the Christmas
all
table?
All nuts. And, but I also like pairing it with, like, produce. So, like, doing, like, some carrots or an apple or something
yeah,
with it.
Okay.
You know?
Give us some takeaways over the holidays because there's going to be so much food in front of us over the weekend. And people are going to parties this week and next week, and you got New Year's and you're drinking. Give us some takeaways
ooh.
To stay away from or at least maintain our weight.
Oh, do you want my personal secret?
Yes,
okay,
of course we do. That's
I,
why you're here.
If you say abstain from drinking, you're done.
Lock yourself in a
no,
closet.
No, she's a lot of fun, this one. She's got good
I like,
secrets.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here is my only strategy. personally over the holidays, and it's called table, plate, chair. And I eat whatever I want as long as I'm not standing up and grazing and shoving it in my face over here and shoving it in my face over here and like just like standing above the buffet and the appetizers and like shoving. Anything I want to eat, I just make sure I put it on a plate, I sit at a table, and I eat it like what an elegant human being. Like, you know, I'm eating with ultimate like mindfulness and elegance. Table, plate, chair, the only rule you need. You do not need to restrict yourself over the holidays. You just need to eat with elegance.
What if you do table, plate, chair twice? That would be going back for seconds.
You know what? I will tell you, I'd much prefer that because you, when you sit down and you actually eat it like you mean it, you feel a lot better about yourself than if you're just like grazing. You have no idea what you just did. You're like, oh my gosh, like what did I just do at that party? Table, plate, chair allows you to be mindful.
I love that because I always stand when I eat. I'll stand over the sink, stand over the garbage can. I mean, the McMurrays are standers when we eat. But you gave me some advice years ago. Use a smaller plate. Everybody has huge plates nowadays. Get a smaller plate.
I love that. And then I think that would be fun for you to like keep that in your little man purse and bring out like your little small plate and be like, no, thank you for your plates. I'll just use my small.
Brought my own, guys. Brought my own.
I mean, ideally, that would be great. However, if you find that to be like insensitive to your party, you could also just use the inside of the plate. So instead of like building your whole plate to the outskirts of the plate, you know, just use like the inside circle of the plate.
Oh, the inside circle. Yeah, that the outer edge.
It's a lot of work, guys.
Don't get stuff on the outer edge.
So Dawn, earlier this year, you won a TV show called My Diet is Better Than Yours, and you won that using the superfood swap. Is that right?
That is correct. I never thought in a million years I'd be a reality TV star. But you could just address me like that from now on.
Uh-huh. Dawn Jackson Blattner.
Reality TV.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience, mm-hmm. man. I won that show doing Superfood Swap. And really why it works is because it's not restriction, right? So these contestants who had to follow the diet for months, even without me, you can only follow something that you enjoy. I mean, magical things happen when people enjoy what they're doing in business, in personal life, in dieting. It's just how it goes.
All right. Dawn Jackson Blattner in the studio with us, the Cubs nutritionist. Jim, do you have a question for Dawn? Jim?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, bud.
I just wanted to know if she's ever heard of being able to drink ketones.
What is ketones?
Oh, okay. So there are people who go, no, I don't know about that. But here's what I can tell you. People who try and do like no-carb diets are trying to create ketones in your body. And here's the deal. Athletes, especially if you want to live an active and healthy life, it is not my philosophy. I do not teach people to do a no-carb diet. It's high-fat, no-carb. Because carbs really are a place to get fiber and selenium and magnesium and good energy. Now, do I think people eat the wrong carbs in this world? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do I think people overeat them? Absolutely. But you downsize, you get the right kinds, and then you're smart carbing yourself. That's what I do. I smart carb myself.
All right. Karen, you have a question for Dawn?
Oh, hi. Yes. I was wondering, I make all my own baby food for my granddaughter. She's 8 months old. And so I've been doing a lot of like blends of like the kale and the spinach, and I do different fruits and sweet potatoes and squash and beets and, you know, lots of different things. But when it comes to the protein, you know, the things that I've done so far are quinoa, chickpeas, and then like a turkey and a chicken. She's not real fond of the turkey and the chicken. And I'm wondering if you can recommend something other than like the chickpeas and the quinoa that would be a little higher protein for an 8-month-old.
Okay, so protein in general, you're right. There's two forms, right? There's animal form, which is like your chicken and turkey and beef and eggs and dairy, right? And then there's the plant stuff, and that's all of your like lentils and chickpeas and kidney beans and pinto beans. So I would say anything she likes sort of go down that road, right? So if she likes chickpeas, it's like keep going down the road of plant proteins. You know, so you have a million different types of beans to try, you know, black beans, pinto beans, kidney beans.
Sounds like she's doing everything right, though.
Well, you know
Make
what?
It
How
baby
special
food.
That is, right?
Wow.
You know, like the idea of like making something where it does not have CRAP, I think is awesome. And just making sure you get all the food groups, right? So you're doing fruits, you're doing vegetables, you're doing proteins, and then grains like quinoa.
The superfood, I can't even say superfood today, the superfood swap. Dawn Jackson
Great
Blattner.
Great recipes. Loving
yes.
it. Yes.
You're the best.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dawn.
And congratulations on helping the Cubs win Game 7 of the World Series.
I'll take yes. a little piece of that credit. But yeah, the world-class team, man.
It is 720 WGN.